It's been in their best interest to have an inspection.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
Even the mortgage companies want one.
Oh, yeah.
So it needs to happen, and it gives you some advice as to how to even negotiate your final purchase.
Absolutely.
So cool.
Absolutely.
Patrick, what's your gig, man?
Yeah, I've been in business since 2005, and I really appreciate coming on the show with you.
Hey, thank you.
I'm at awe at the way that you're using the soundboard. I'm trying to, you know, because Steve and I, we kind of trade off once in a while.
No, Pat's the engineer.
he's touted me as being the
program manager, engineer, head of state, you name it.
Yeah, when we have the co-host. When we have the co-host, there's always that
a little bit of friction.
The friction that goes on. It's funny. Jen and Jim do that, and when I was doing some shows with after I was here, and Chris Phelan and Richard would come in, and we'd have three of us, and we would all sit there and try and figure out who's gonna be the one that has to run the board. So
this is all brand new to us, and we're just having a lot of fun with it because it takes us out of our regular role as you know what we do.
It's cathartic, isn't it?
It is.
I think so. Yeah. And the neat thing is that we have to try to use our words, our vocabulary,
without the colorful metaphors, I might add.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that.
We're not FCC licensed, so
that's where our.
And there's that really cool disclaimer that Chris always says that you're not part of the Hunter Chamber of Commerce, so it does not necessarily reflect. So as soon as I hear that, I got a green light.
We are the clean contractors. You'll never hear us say the F word or
F bombs
or any of those other words that you might.
Boy, you're setting up a high standard now there, partner, I can tell you. Now I've really got to be on guard. But we haven't.
Bring your hand over here. Let me smack it with a hammer. I want to see if you hold back.
The neat thing about what we do is that, like I said, we have to use our vocabulary. We have to actually depict, because we can't show people.
Yep.
It's all just verbal, and I'm using my hands, and I'm trying to show in midair that I'm hammering and stuff. No one can see that, but we do it anyway.
That's right.
We do it anyway. And we're like snickering at each other, going, "No one can see us. We're just trying."
We're the new Italians.
Just trying to paint a story.
We're conducting our radio show.
So, what is the name of your business, Patrick?
Taskman Home Improvements LLC.
Taskman.
Yeah, okay. And I came up with that moniker because, in my opinion, I'm marketing myself as a handyman, a true professional handyman, and that to me depicts small repairs, maintenance. I'm not doing the big jobs like renovations. You know, you're not going to call me and ask me to do a finished basement or a kitchen job. I'm doing all those little repairs that need to be done on a very regular basis.
We are going
to
be talking after this show because I got a list for that.
It's a task list.
Okay.
And that's where I come from that point of view.
Okay.
And I've been having a lot of fun. I like what I do. Mm. And just unfortunately, age is starting to get in the way.
Uh-oh.
Hate that.
Yeah.
Hate that.
My knees are telling me differently.
Yeah. Well, you do a lot of, I'm sure, up and down all the time, constantly walking around, constantly bending down. And that's, hey, man, I'm with you. I don't do a lot of home improvements, and when I do, it's usually I have to call you anyway, because by the time I'm done, I've made it worse.
Yeah. That's my perfect client.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm in big trouble then.
I'll get this. Basically, they'll say my husband is so busy, and quite honestly, I love him to death, but he is terrible at doing the stuff around the house. I need someone like you, Pat. And I say, hallelujah. let me in. I'll help you out. You know, I'd be happy to be able to assist you in any way.
Well, I'm going
to
be chatting. And what's the name of your business, Steve?
The business name is Brass Tack Home Inspections, Chris.
All right. So.
Yep.
And Patrick gave us a reason why he did Taskman. Where did brass tack come
from?
Why isn't it aluminum tack or gold tack?
Yeah, that's really interesting. You know, my sons and I were sitting around the table, and a couple of things came together in the conversation. It was, you know, Dad, you know, we don't have nice conversations anymore. We, you know, you're always driving me to a point. You're saying, you know, what are you trying to tell me? And, you know, you're always getting down to brass tacks. And, you know, of course, the other one says, you know, Grandpa's nickname was Brass. So,
no way.
And I said, well, there you go, guys. And, of course, I give them credit, although they won't take it for naming the company. So it came down to brass tacks. And, actually, I work from that vantage point. It's, you know, just the facts, ma'am. You know, my business has got to be, you know, we can get into a lot of emotional things about real estate transactions and people's excitement about things. But, hey, I'm here to tell you what I see, what's going on. And
He's Columbo.
I've used that metaphor. I've actually walked into places and people say, why are you going back in that room? Remember Columbo used to walk and leave and then he'd say, you know,
Come back, one more question.
So I say, just one more minute. I walk back in and see if I...
You should wear a trench coat.
That'd be good.
I think it's a great idea. But that's where that name came from, and it's been fun ever since.
Why was your grandfather nicknamed Brass?
Well, it's my dad. It was their grandfather, my son's grandfather. Yeah. We could probably take that to the colorful side of the metaphor.
I was about to say that.
Yeah, dad,
careful how you say this.
Dad wasn't shy about taking on some pretty risky things. He, first of all, had a big family, and then secondly, he was everything from a volunteer fireman to a tenor singer, and he used to do some pretty well, I wouldn't say wild, some pretty out there stuff as far as taking risks. So I think he had a pair of rat.
I get you. All right, I was looking. I was.
You're waiting for that to come around.
Waiting for gotcha. Sweet.
So I think his buddy's named him that, and it stuck.
Somehow the name was neutered a little bit, though.
Trying to be good.
We got Steve Bailey, Patrick Gregory. They are the team from Home Sweet Home, and we're going to talk to them a little bit more about their business and their show. Hang on. You're listening to Good Morning Hunter and HuntingBurrow.com.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Welcome back to Good Morning on HuntingChamber.com. I got the Home Sweet Home team here. They're going to be on at 11 o'clock. We're delving into a little bit of the background of it all, and we'll get to the whole show thing in a little bit. But I guess the real question is, guys, what led you to
promote your business? Open an online store to sell your products? Start a blog? Build your brand? You can even connect your domain to your LinkedIn or Facebook page. And GoDaddy customer support is always ready to help. What will you do with your domain name? Get a .com domain name for only $2.99 for the first year. Right now at GoDaddy.com.
Hey. All right, so what's on HuntingChamberRadio.com schedule for now? Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
I'm Frank Peluso, Frank Peluso Photography, and I belong to the Chamber because it works.
Hunting Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business. World Bartender Day, lots of folks there, and heck, we're talking about bars and restaurants in downtown Flemington, and we're going to talk about that right now, because that is part of vitamin C for today. Vitamin C comes from NJ.com, and Sally Graziano of NJ.com reports yesterday that new hotel, housing, and college is the future of downtown Flemington. So a new plan is being put in place for the borough that will transform the downtown. Quote, "We've never thought as big as we are now," said Mayor Phil Greiner on Monday night in introducing Jack Cust Jr., who offered a sweeping development plan for the borough's Main Street. The plan includes restaurants, retail space, a hotel, a plaza, housing, a college, and underground parking. There is no announcement of what college would be coming into the borough. To make way for all that, some buildings will have to come down, including the Union Hotel, Cust co-founded nearby Diamond Nation. Calling his vision, quote, "the stagecoach of Flemington," unquote, Cust said, quote, "it connects the past to the future," unquote. A new 100-room hotel will be built to transform the past history of the Union Hotel, incorporating new, improved, modern amenities while keeping many of the same characteristics where possible. Great restaurants will be a key component of the Lifestyle Center, he said. Cust recently purchased a liquor license that was once intended for a renovated Union Hotel. This purchase will enable multiple restaurants to share the license, providing an opportunity for a broader customer experience, Cust said. He foresees 230 to 250 high-quality residential units being built above first-floor retail space and restaurants. Ample parking will be provided, Cust said, with 900 spaces in decked and underground parking. Flemington Furs will be the centerpiece of the new downtown retail area, Cust said. Its current location is where the college and medical offices will be located. Union Hotel was built in 1878 and closed in 2008, which we know all about, and it was part of the redevelopment in 2012, but didn't make it. The June 2015 council declared that firm to be in default. That was, the folks, Matt McPherson and Liam Berm. There's a whole bunch of story here about the past, but we want to get to the future. The residential housing is planned on upper floors near the college facility, Cust said. Residential is where we'll make a development like this vibrant, he said. We call the people who live in these mixed-use projects playfully walking wallets. These are the people who are going to spend money in the downtown and really revitalize the downtown. Minow, who's the land architect from Lambertville, who paired up with Mr. Cust, said a landscaped area is planned for outdoor dining from restaurants and bars. There's an area from Main to Spring Streets where the elevation doesn't allow commercial or residential access. We're going to use that as part of our parking plan, Mino said. And the parking won't be very obvious, he said, since it will be wrapped on three sides by buildings that will obscure its view. Cust said the whole plan is designed to be very walkable, and Minow noted that the plaza area can be a place where people gather for concerts, plays, and the like, things that bring people into the core of Flemington, Cuss said. The Union Hotel was designated as an area in need of redevelopment in 2010, and the area was increased in 2014 to include some buildings in the south of the hotel, including Chorister Place, or across from Chorister Place, including the Unity Bank building at 110 Main Street and county-owned Old Choir School. Asked whether some of the historic buildings on Main could be preserved, Cuss said, quote, "If you try to preserve any of those buildings, you can't complete the vision. We need to get our kids back here and make this area where people want to come," he said. Unfortunately, there have to be some sacrifices. Following the presentation, Cuss received a long round of applause. Council members, except John Gorman, who was absent, voted unanimously and named Cuss as the developer for the Union Hotel area, deemed in need of redevelopment. Cuss envisions work to begin in the next 2 to 3 years. And so it begins again. We've seen this a number of times before. I've been doing this for 4.5 years, and this is the third time we've reported on somebody taking over the area to do it. Now, I'm not criticizing Mr. Cust, and I wish him the best. But this is a very challenging thing, especially when you're going to wipe out what people latch onto as the basis of Flemington, which is the historic district, the Union Hotel, and all that. Personally, I think it's the better option. The Union Hotel is an eyesore. It's not very viable. It needs to try and transform it instead of just knocking it down and putting something back in its place that mimics or gives praise to the past is the better option. The college is unique and certainly viable to bring younger folks in. Perhaps that is going to be RVCC. I do not know. Seems like that would be potentially the appropriate thing to do. But who knows? We might have a completely different college extension over here, which will be pretty cool. 2 to 3 years, though, it's a long time, and we're going to see a lot of challenges and a lot of volatility in trying to get this all done. I hope it gets done because we can't keep wasting time as we do. And so looking forward to the future, getting away from the past, and that's why this is Vitamin C for today.
We sing happy birthday to you, and may all your dreams come true.
Happy, happy birthday.
The old disc jockey almanac has our birthdays for today, the 24th of February. And he says, well, every which way, Louis Tomeo is 14. From the King's Speech, Ramona Marquez is 15. Model in Maybelline, Emily DiDonato is 25. Straight Out of Compton, O'Shea Jackson Jr. is 25. Under the Dome, Alexander Coach is 28. Heart of Dixie, Wilson Bethel is 32. The Hurt Locker, Malcolm Barrett is 36. Bless the Child, Nicole Lynn is 38. Who is K.K. Downey? Claire Brosseau is 39. Days of Our Lives, J. Kenneth Johnson is 39. Five Division World Boxing Champion, Floyd Mayweather is 39. Mad TV, Krista Flanagan is 40. Actress in The Ugly Truth, Bonnie Somerville is 42. Sherry Rose is 50 from Tales of the Crypt. Billy Zane is 50 from To the Future. Ben Miller is 50 from Prince and Me. Quiet Chaos, Alexandro Gossman is 51. Eyes Wide Shut, Todd Field is 52. Singer and songwriter Michelle Schacht is 54. The Silence of the Lambs, Cassie Lemons is 55. Traffic and Collateral, Emilio Rivera is 55. Sabrina the Teenage Witch, Beth Broderick is 57. Desperate Housewives, Mark Moses is 58. Country music singer, She Don't Know She's Beautiful, Sammy Kershaw is 58.
television news anchor Paul Azan is 60. Baseball Hall of Famer Eddie Murray is 60. The Color of Money, Helen Shaver, is 65. Actress in the 70s show Deborah Jo Rupp is 65. George Thorogood is 66. Edward James Olmos is 69 from Blade Runner. Rupert Holmes is 69 from the Pina Colada, or sang the Pina Colada song. Spin City in the Rocky Horror Picture Show, Barry Boswick is 71. Jenny O'Hara is 74 from Mystic River. Joni Summers is 75 from Get Angry. Johnny Get Angry. Michael LeGrand is 84 from Summer of 42. Dominic Chianese is 85. He was in The Sopranos. And Law and Order's Stephen Hill is 94. Those are celebrity birthdays. If you'd like to get your birthday celebration anniversary on the air, email me at goodmorning@hunshiver.com and I'll get it on the show to celebrate. We'll be right back.
All gathered round, and they gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad. Bad. To the bone. I broke a thousand hearts before I met you. I'll break a thousand more, baby, before I am through. I want to be yours, pretty baby, yours and yours alone. I'm here to tell you, honey, that I'm bad to the bone.
USA Radio News with Ron Taylor.
We can absolutely define the course of our nation, and we will be at the pinnacle. We will decide what kind of nation we're going to have.
Dr. Ben Carson isn't showing any signs of considering dropping out of the race for the White House. In a speech after a disappointing finish in the Nevada Republican caucuses, Carson says he's been in many situations where he was told he didn't have much of a chance. He says he's confident he and his campaign will find a way through the people. Donald Trump was the big winner in Nevada last night. The polls say the GOP frontrunner got support from a lot of angry voters to get a landslide victory in Tuesday's Republican caucuses, adding to his victories in New Hampshire and South Carolina. Trump said he got support from several different groups, including Hispanics, the young, the old, the highly educated, and the poorly educated. At least three people are dead and dozens more injured after tornadoes ripped through the southeast. Damage from deadly twisters has been reported from Louisiana to the Florida Panhandle. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, you woke up today. Big win. Time for a reward. Right now at Burger King, get two hot and flaky croissant breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's two croissant for just $4 at Burger King. Piled high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese, and they're two for $4. That's a breakfast deal so good, you may just become a morning person. Get the two for $4 croissant deal today, only at Burger King. Limited time only, price and participation vary.
All right, it's time to talk with Michelle. We've got her on the phone, and, well, last time we left Michelle, we were doing fine, and then we had a little glitch, and I haven't done a lot of research to figure out why yet, but I'm sure you'll tell me.
Nope, absolutely. I'm starting to see a correlation between the weather and the market. Well. When we have sunny skies, the markets go up. When we have cloudy, dreary days, the market goes down. But seriously, let's see. Yesterday, a couple of things happened throughout the day. We had the Conference Board Consumer Confidence Index falling to 92.2 in February. So that's been sort of on a slow downward trend as of late. They also readjusted January's number to a little bit lower as well. And then we had J.P. Morgan holding their investor day yesterday, and their investment banking chief said that their first quarter revenues and investment banking fees were down 25% year over year. So that kind of Shippers, obviously, through J.P. Morgan, but also some of the other, you know, Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, some of the banking sector as well. And then we have the Saudis, you know, the Saudi oil minister basically saying that OPEC and non-OPEC producers are not going to cut production. So kind of the hopes of the oil production cut kind of went by the wayside. So those things combined, you know, made for, exactly, it's that oil correlation again, creeping up on us again. Because if we look at some of the data that came out yesterday, we have the S&P Case-Shiller Index showing a 5.7% increase year-over-year in December. We also had U.S. home resales unexpectedly rising in January, which hit a six-month high, basically, you know, showing that the U.S. economy is getting on a little bit firmer ground, just, you know, looking at it from a housing perspective. But oil just kind of, you know, took any potential steam out of the day yesterday. And then, let's see, and I can't remember when this news was mentioned, but J&J, there was a lawsuit in Missouri yesterday that was won, basically linking the death of ovarian cancer back to Johnson & Johnson's baby powder and shower-to-shower product. So,
wow.
They were awarded $72 million, and now I know, I think I read there were some more lawsuits that came up in Missouri and about 200 in New Jersey, so that will be interesting. You know, and we talk about this periodically, no matter how strong a company is, a sector, when things like this happen, you know, whether it was way back when, you know, the Tylenol scare occurred, and I'm dating myself now, it was a long time ago, but, you know, things like this happen, and, you know, it's going to put a damper, obviously, on J&J, but, you know, possibly that sector as well. And I know that their shower-to-shower product is now owned, I can't recall who owns that product now, but they were not named in the lawsuit, since this was something that happened a while back, I guess, before they took over that particular business. So we had that. And then on the retail side, we have those coming out with earnings. They were in line with expectations, but their stock is currently down about 2% in pre-market trading. We have Target missing, but they did increase their guidance for the rest of this year, so that was seen as a positive, even though they missed their estimates. And then, let's see, we had mortgage applications down about 4.3% this morning, and at 10 o'clock this morning, we have new home sales coming out. And in the meantime, we have European markets trading lower across the board, as much as 2% in some countries. And here in the U.S., as I said, the correlation to the gray, rainy weather, the Dow futures are down about 137, S&P down about 15, NASDAQ down about 46. I think another follow-through day based upon the oil, the remarks regarding oil, and the fact that there's not, we're pretty much wrapping up earnings season at this point. And then there's the continued conversations going on amongst Fed presidents and, you know, continuing to get mixed signals there as well. So we shall see. I have a feeling today, as I mentioned, is probably going to be another follow-through to yesterday until the, you know, the markets start to get a little bit more of a sense of direction one way or another.
All right. Well, there's a lot of great explanations there. And then, I bring the charts in here, and on January 29th, we were exactly at, or very close to, on the S&P chart, the same peak, which was 1940, was the S&P, January 29th, and we were at 1945.50 on February 22nd.
Okay.
So that was that W I was talking about, and we hit it.
Right.
And guess what? We're going back down. So so now the question is, we're gonna go on our way back down, and we're going to now look at the bottom, which took place on February 11th, and whether we're gonna go all the way down there, or there's a lower level, which is 1868, which happened on January 21st. That is the next spot. Now, when we get down there, if we break through, we're going lower. If we don't, we're coming back up, and we're going to test this 1945 spot. So,
all right.
Here we go. Now, again, you know,
I love to hear the news, but I've seen so many people who have, you know, modified the news to work with their, and I'm not saying you're doing this, but the news is the news. People are going to tell you what they want to tell you and withhold
exactly
what they don't. And everybody reacts to it. I understand that. But I, like I said, I've seen these coincidences for 9 years now, and they're not coincidences anymore. But we'll see.
Mm-hmm.
So,
absolutely.
So if you're interested in shorting the markets, you got about 2 or 3% that you could probably get out of it. And if you'd like to just wait and see what's going to happen when we get down to those 1,700 lows, then that might be the time to decide to get back in. We'll see.
Right. Exactly.
Cool.
Exactly. All right. Well, it's always good to hear the insight in terms of the technical charts.
There you go.
And we'll chat again tomorrow, see what happens today.
All right, Michelle, thank you very much. Are you due to go to the annual meeting this Friday?
Yes.
All right.
Yes, I will be there.
We'll see you
How
there.
About yourself?
I'm going to be there.
All right,
there.
Cool. Looking forward to it.
All right. Thank you, Michelle. Have a good one.
All right.
We'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right. You too.
Yep,
thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Michelle Heide from Pat and Heide Associates, Financial Advisory Practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc. Joe, Michelle, Jeannie, and Tony do the Some Things About Money show at 11 o'clock. And Michelle helps me with the investment update, market update on Good Morning Hunter and HunterChamberRadio.com. We're going to be right back. Get Michelle, Diane Lane on the line. Hang on. We're listening to Diane Lane and get some traffic. We'll be right back. Travel. That's it. Travel. We'll be right back. See if I can get my head back in shape.
Let's drop!
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Well, it's Wednesday, and it's time for Diane Lane from B&L Travel to take us away. We're talking to her.
Yeah, how are you? Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. I was just talking with Michelle Heide on the financial segment, and once again, the U.S. dollar continues to creep up, and the United Kingdom and all the other European nations are all dropping in currency. Are there any buys out there that you're aware of?
No, it's just if you are willing to take the chance to travel, right now our dollar is strong to go overseas. In other words, we're going to get more for our dollars. The only thing you're going to have to cringe right now is you're trying to book something for Europe, you're going to be paying in the airline, airfare.
Okay.
They're not coming down. They're trying reverse psychology, I think, with the travelers to say, okay, now we're going to start offering some amenities to go with that dollar figure. Well, they took everything away, and the foreign companies, they really do pamper you, where our U.S. companies do not. So they got to start reversing the trend here because people are staying closer to home.
Yeah.
Like I was telling you last week, people don't want to spend that money. They are getting hit. You know, all exclusives are great, but they're very expensive. Like I just had a girl call up and wants to take her and her girlfriend. She said, "Want to go for 4 or 5 days?" Well, it's great, but it's almost $1,800 between airfare and an all-inclusive for those 4 or 5 days.
Wow.
So do you want to spend that, or do you want to spend a longer vacation for that? You know, get more for your money.
Yeah.
So you just can't do spur-of-the-moment, last-minute things. It just doesn't work. And if you're not worried about the money, then you're going to spend it. You know, it's just as simple as that. Even like planning to go to Hawaii. Remember I said that we were supposed to do our seminar, our supplier, his mother had a heart attack, so now our training got put off a little bit. But I can give you some news of what's going on, like for Hawaii. You know,
what an excuse.
But Hawaii isn't.
What an excuse, putting off the training because of a heart attack. I can't believe that.
Well, his mother lives in California, so I guess he had to go out there and take care of her. But, like, Hawaii is another beautiful, big, expensive trip, and you just can't go there for a week.
No.
There's too much to see and do. You know, you got to plan accordingly. And if you intend to take family or do a lot of things and you're active and you want to see the sights and you want to learn the history of what happened, you got to take the time. You know, and like right now, the only thing that's going on in Hawaii, just like the Zika virus, is a dengue fever. So the Big Island has a state of emergency been declared.
Really?
For dengue fever.
Wow.
Yeah, they've had 227, or actually almost 250 cases, 24 visitors and 227 island residents. And again, it's just like the Zika fever going on, the virus. It's, you know, water staying dormant. They've had, a lot of rain.
Mm-hmm.
It's just what it is. You just got to be concerned where you're going. Just know what you're doing. That's all.
Sure.
You know? And Hawaii is a great location. You can go there year-round.
Yes, ma'am.
So, you know, you've been there.
I have.
Right?
Yes, I have.
Yeah.
The Big Island. Everyone that I went to was unique. I've said this before, and so you don't know what you'd be missing, but you definitely would know what you experienced after you did it. So, it would be hard for me to go back there, and just pick one island to hang out at. You know.
Yeah.
You know, if I'm flying in there. Every year, that's easy. But if I'm doing it every so often or very few, it's been almost 20 years since the last time I was there. So,
And there's a lot has changed since you've been there.
Sure,
big time.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. And every island is unique.
Yep.
Every island has its own characteristic.
Yes.
And
ma'am.
Every island has what you can do and what you can't do.
Yep.
And and it's not developed like here in the States. Even though it's a U.S. state, it's not the same.
Nope.
They kept it. Try to keep it basic.
The only one that I would say that's even remotely close, and it's still a stretch, is Oahu.
Well, that's because it's been more developed. It's a smaller island. Hawaii is a big island,
right.
But they only have one road going around it.
Right.
It takes hours and hours and hours to get there. And one section is part of the National Volcanic Park.
Yes.
You can't even go around it. You go to it, you stay there at the lodge, see what it's all about, and then you leave and come back, back to the, main area.
Right.
So it's not like you can just say, I want to do this. No, you really have to plan, and it's not something that you just say, okay, I'm going to only go there for a week. It doesn't happen. You lose too much time flying.
Yep.
It's a long trip, and if I was doing it and I go there, I would do, stay on a couple of the islands, but I would do the week cruise, either with NCL or on cruises, to really go around and see what it's all about for the week. On cruises only has about 70, 75 people on the cruise, and NCL has a couple of thousand. So you kind of pick and choose your thing there.
Yeah.
Yep.
But I'll be getting in more in depth on that once we get the teachings in the seminar and a little bit more information what's going on. There's a lot of new resorts. There's a lot of people who now stay in apartments versus staying at the hotel. Mm-hmm. Disney has the Aulani Resort. Again, beautiful resort, but you're going to pay.
What was that? Disney has the Mauna Lanai?
Disney has the Aulani Resort.
Aulani. Where's that?
Aulani Resort. Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah, but where is that one?
In Oahu. I'm almost 35 minutes outside of Waikiki. They went right back into the culture, natural culture of Hawaii. They have teachers, folklore, people who are from the islands, mm-hmm. live on the islands. There to teach the students, kids, parents, the folklore and the history of the island, and they try to deal it with everything on a natural basis. You know how Disney is.
Yeah.
And they just had their 60th diamond anniversary, you know, mm-hmm. celebration, and Singapore will be opening up this summer, hopefully.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Did you not see the special?
No, I didn't.
Oh, they had a huge special.
I'm under a rock here.
Disney has got a huge special celebration out in California.
Okay.
And the Singapore is being constructed is totally different. It's going to have one of the biggest castles out of all the Disney properties. So they're looking forward to that. So that's supposed to happen in June. So we'll keep everyone posted if they get out on time. Yeah, you know how China is.
Okay, so they're... they're building another fantasy park.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I went to the one in France.
Yeah.
And I wasn't too impressed with it.
Right.
It was not, and they have shut it down and they're renovating it.
How about that?
So, yeah, they're working on that. It's a total, we've been grown up with it, but Europe doesn't know anything about Disney other than Mickey Mouse.
Right.
You know, so if they don't understand the concept of what Disney World or Disneyland is about, doesn't have the same atmosphere as we have here in the States.
Right. I'm laughing because you know the parents all think of it, you know, in tongue in cheek as the evil empire because you're absolutely have to for, you know, the world, the culture just makes you go to Disney at mm-hmm. some point. So they just have no idea what they're about to deal with.
No, and the Europeans don't. I mean, they never dealt with that because they had to deal with the Second World War and rebuilding the world. Okay,
right.
And 60 years ago, Disney decided to do Disney to help people out to get out of the doldrums of the war. Yeah, and wish and dream. You know, it's Hollywood. It's California.
Sure,
but Europe didn't live that way, you know? So the Disney in France, I mean, I loved it. It was okay. But it was not the same as Disney in the United States. Totally different. So they were renovating it. Started last year, so I don't know if they're done with it or not. But, you know, they had to look back at that and see what's going on.
Now, in Singapore, I know you're telling me about the castle. Do you have an idea of the different types of parks they're planning on having there?
No, they're trying to copy everything pretty much that Disneyland has in California.
Okay.
And what they offer, it's just going to have a different spin on it.
Sure.
Because you're in Asia.
Yep.
Okay? So you're going to see, and let me tell you something, they're all going to love it out there because they come here to the States to experience Disney and Disney World.
Mm-hmm. So
I don't know if they're going to be doing Epcot. They didn't get into that too much.
Okay.
But they did do a show about the castle and Pirates of the Caribbean, like being in the Caribbean with the pirates. They had a huge thing about that. I think the other one was, I think it was Star Wars. Yeah, there's it was unbelievable.
Yeah. Wow.
It was, and I didn't realize they were building it. I mean, because they kind of kept it quiet.
Yeah. Wow.
Well,
geez.
They did the Disney for Japan.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. And I thought, oh, wow, you know? But anyway.
Hey, you can't fault them. That's if they have the technology and the analysis to realize that people are flying all the way over here for it, why not bring it to them? Makes sense.
Right, yep. And then they showed all the new trailers for all the new movies like Jungle Book.
Mm-hmm.
And Jungle Book, not animated. Jungle Book, you know, it's
right.
Oh, wow, this is going to be interesting, you know. But let me see, they're not saying much ahead of the pack. Visit the site. Let's see if they're going to give it to us. No, they're not telling us. They're saying it's here, but they're not giving a lot of information about it. No, they did it what they wanted to do on TV. They're not saying anything more.
Okay.
So I'll have to see more as it goes on, as it, you know, gets closer to being opened. And the other new thing that's come out, Rail Bookers is a company from London that provides multiple destination train journeys. Well, they opened up an office in Los Angeles to start doing here in the United States.
Really?
Yeah, wow. And I know you like doing that.
Yeah, that would be kind of cool.
They have offices in London, Sydney, Auckland, New Zealand, and now Los Angeles.
Okay.
So, like, to give you an example, there's a new tunnel, I guess, that runs between Switzerland to Milan, from Zurich to Milan,
right.
Called the Gotthard Base Tunnel. It takes about an hour and a half. It's a journey, you know, from, like, just traveling through from Switzerland over to Milan. And it's something that they, you know, making it easy for people to travel and I thought that was really good.
Yeah.
We have somebody you can talk to besides Rail Europe to do bookings for trains. And, you know, like I told you, the Europeans used, like, the Orient Express. That was their mainstay back in the day. It still is.
Right.
It travels all the way down to Africa, you know?
Yep.
So if you're into traveling.
So is the focus of this office going to be on still trains in Europe, or is it they're going to start to investigate the United States?
No, it's going to try to do brand of travel and North American clients. They're trying to bring the customer the experience here for what it's like to travel by train. So I think if they think they can push it and get the train service better than what we've had,
yeah.
Let's see, you know, because Amtrak is it, basically. Mm-hmm. And they've got to come in, and they've got to get better at it. You know, our train system has always been what? Delivering freight and supplies. It's never been, unless you were a custom financier who owned the train company, and you had your own Pullman card, and then you got the travel and luxury. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
But it's just not here. We don't have it.
I frequently do a comparison of flight to train travel, and I'm always surprised that you don't get any discount for the extra time that you got to spend on the train. So when you sit there and you say, well, it's going to take me an hour to get up to New Hampshire, or it's going to take me 4 hours to get to New Hampshire for the same price, I'm like, what? What's the point of that? So
right. And you know, the Acela, they're trying to do the Acela going down to Washington and stuff, this, you know, the speed train one going north, also up to Boston, you know.
Yep.
So you got a couple of combinations, but again, it's not like they travel overseas, you know.
No.
They just got to get it together.
Yeah, cool.
That's all.
All right.
And then I was upset about this cyclone hitting, or the hurricane hitting Fiji. They're going to be a long time getting everything back together over there.
Yeah. Unfortunate. It happens. And we've seen it so many times in the Caribbean as well. So it's unfortunate. But, you know, they'll rebuild and it'll be better than ever.
Oh, God. But yeah. It's a really unique location to go to try something different, and that would be the place.
Sure.
You've not been to, but it's, you know, it's undeveloped, let's put it that way.
Right.
So it's not been touched by man and commercialism, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And the same thing with Tahiti and Bora Bora. Mm-hmm. There's some really great locations out there. You have to see the South Pacific, you haven't been.
Yep.
Those are those destinations that no one says, okay, I want to try it. Let's go for it, you know.
All right.
We're only on this earth one day at a time.
Yes, ma'am. Well, we're going to see you on Friday, and we'll talk to you again on Wednesday. But how do people get in touch with you, Diane?
You can call me at 908-238-9935. I'll be posting this special celebration for the National Parks this year, the 100-year anniversary. Anyone in the chamber is going to be getting a special deal if they have they want to join in and do a group thing, or anybody else who has a group they want to go.
Sure.
I have a special project going on, so I'm going to be posting that pretty soon. You can go for 9 days from Arizona to Las Vegas, and you get to see, you know, Monument Park, Bryce's Park, Grand Canyon, you know, stay, and you're going to stay a couple of nights in Vegas, too.
Neat.
So, yeah, it's a great tour.
It's a great trip. It's a great trip. Yeah. No doubt.
Yeah, get out there and see if people want to do something with their kids. But it's in the end of September. It's off, a little bit off season. So, majority of times it's mostly adults that'll be going, you know.
Yep. All right.
It's out there.
Cool.
We'll try.
All right, Diane. Appreciate it as always. We'll talk to you in March. We'll talk to you in March.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I can't believe it.
All right. All right, dear. Have a great weekend.
You too.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye, everyone. Bye.
D&L Travel, that's Diane Lane. Give her a call about all your travel needs. You can hear how much expertise and knowledge she has and make sure that she's can help you with the right choice. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunterdon in just a moment.
That's low.
Well, Staples has everyday low prices on the office items you use most.
How do you know what my office uses most?
We have low prices on pens, coffee, pencils, tech products, ink, and paper.
You do know what we use most. You're like a psychic.
Well, that's just what I see in your cart.
Oh, right.
Go to Staples for everyday low prices, plus special deals for even more.
Carolina Courtroom, USA's Tammy Rose reports.
Albert Taylor is accused of shooting a 17-year-old at a South Carolina bowling alley. Jamari Fair, Dennis Gibbs, and a 15-year-old are also facing murder charges, but none of that seemed to faze them.
What are these cameras for?
It's the news media.
No, I got a question.
Oh, the news media? What's up, y'all? You follow me on Twitter?
Follow me on Instagram, Luca Bassett Jr.
Snapchat.
The victim's great-grandfather shook his head as he listened to the outrageous outburst in court.
I talked to his mother just the other day, and she just getting in the house and getting his room all straightened out, and then just 3 or 4 days later, this happened.
I'm Tammy Rose.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
How big is Rite Aid's Big Point event? Plenty big. The more participating products you buy with Wellness Plus with Plenty, the more Plenty points you earn through February 27th. Earn 2,000 points when you spend $100, another $1,500 when you get to $150, and yet another $1,500 at $200. That's up to 5,000 Plenty points worth at least $50 in savings. Only at Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Earning based on total purchases from 131 to 227.16. Limit 5,000 Plenty points per card. Plenty's rewards program. Terms and conditions apply. See plenty.com/terms for details.
A diabetes drug could help lower the risk of recurring strokes and heart attacks. A trial done at Yale University finds that the drug sold as Actos decreased the number of cardiovascular incidents by nearly a quarter through a 5-year span. A different study done in 2006 found the drug reduced risk for heart attacks and strokes, but not for those who had experienced one previously. People who undergo heart surgery or suffer a cardiac event are typically prescribed a cardiac rehabilitation program as part of their recovery process. Dr. Leslie Cho with the Cleveland Clinic says cardiac rehab is one of the best things the heart patients can do to improve their odds of survival, as well as their quality of life.
REACT is an exercise program. You exercise in a hospital with an exercise physiologist, with nurses and doctors, and we gradually build up your exercise capacity.
Cardiac rehab is a 12-week program that's suited to each person's functional capacity. Patients will typically exercise 3 days per week for about an hour each day, in addition to meeting with a nutritionist. And most cardiac rehab is paid for by insurance after you've had a heart event or a surgery. Dr. Cho says multiple studies have shown that folks who do cardiac rehab actually live longer, have fewer heart attacks, and less need for repeat hospitalization. And she urges people who don't think it's worth their time to give cardiac rehab a try.
It's really crucial because it's not just about exercise. It's about learning how to eat, learning to stop smoking, controlling your stress factors. It's really a crucial part of having a healthy life after your heart event.
I'm Ron Taylor, and this is USA Radio News.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Clear skies, calm winds, 10% chance of precipitation. Today is Friday, TGIF. It is February 19th, and we're going to have a mix of cloud and sun early, followed by cloudy skies this afternoon, a high near 40, wind southeast at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Cloudy and a low of 31 tonight, wind southeast at 5 to 10. And the next 2 days, buckle up, baby. This is sweet weather. Some clouds in the morning will give way to mainly sunny skies for the afternoon. A high will be 58, wind southwest at 10 to 15 miles an hour. Sunday, cloudy and a high of 55, winds west at 5 to 10. Monday, mainly sunny and a high of 47. Tuesday, partly cloudy early, followed by mostly cloudy skies and a few showers later in the day. We might have some snow showers later that day and a low of 31 on Tuesday night. Wednesday, showers in the morning, cloudy in the afternoon, a high of 45. Temperatures in our area? Well, we got 24 up in Glen Gardner, 26 over in White House Station, 24 at the County Complex, 25 in Ringo's, 25 in Lambertville. That's Good Morning Hunter and Hunchimber Radio Weather.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
All right, welcome back to Good Morning Hunter and Hunterbury.com. I got Patrick and Steve, or Steve and Patrick. We're going to argue about Top Bully in just a minute. Steve Bailey, Patrick Gregory are the hosts of Home Sweet Home, which has been on Hunterbury Radio for about 7-8 months, close to a year now. And they used to be at 1 o'clock. They moved to 11. And I had the pleasure of sitting with them during the Business and Home Expo. And funny guys and really a lot of expertise. So going to talk to them a little bit about their business, talk a little bit about their radio station, and talk a little bit about life in Hunterdon County. So good morning, guys. How are you?
Good morning.
Hey, how you doing, Chris? Well,
thanks for having us.
Hey, this is
Big
cool.
C.
Patrick has been busting down my door trying to get on the show, and I made some arrangements for you, man.
Well, I'm telling you, he hit me over the head and said, you got to start cornering him. We got to get on the show.
Hey, you got to market yourself, right?
That's right. That's right. I love it. Now, Patrick and Steve, we have a little Hunter and Chamber Radio group where we're trying to make improvements, think of ideas, and you two took the bull by the horns and grabbed your show and started to make some evolvements with it. And we as the elder statesmen of the radio, I've been on for 4.5 years now, appreciate how the passion that you guys bring to it. So
thanks.
It's nice to see and find out the thinking from the new set of hosts as to how this is all working for you. So we'll get to all that in just a minute. But
sure.
First, let's get started with a little introductions. I got Steve Bailey. And Steve, just tell us a little bit about you and your biz.
Thanks, Chris. The business I'm in is I'm a home inspector here, and not to be confused with our building inspectors, our code friends. I'm on the commercial side. If you're out to buy purchase a property, or whether commercial or residential, my game plan is to come in and help.